rain, go away, come again some other day. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Find out why that weather forecast is creating more groans in India. And a birthday cake goes viral, but not for the reasons you might expect. Stay tuned. Let's start with India's weather forecast. South India is facing 100-year rains that basically put the city of Chennai underwater. Lindsay Ackerman, a spokeswoman for Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, says it's been pouring for almost 3 weeks.
There's really nowhere for the water to go. They've literally had to close airports, and they've had photos showing the water going all the way up to the belly of the airplane.
Survivors are camped out in refugee centers, churches, and schools. That's also had an impact on their ministry partners, says Ackerman.
The villages where they are have no power and also no clean water. We have a report of one of our literacy partners who has been helping the needy in her area, trying to provide food and clothing.
And even after the water recedes, there's a lot to do. This is why Mission India is asking for prayer.
This is their time to be strengthened by God to help strengthen their communities. And that is what will help India continue to be strong in the future as well, when India's believers are able to be equipped to be the light of Christ.
But as we comfort hurting families, shouldn't we also be comforting refugees and their families? Since the Paris attack, many United States governors are refusing to allow refugees into their states. And it's a problem. Christine Van Noord with Bethany Christian Services.
Refugees are the most thoroughly vetted people to come to the United States, undergoing interagency screenings by the Department of Homeland Security and multiple intelligence agencies, including biometric checks, forensic document testing, medical tests, and in-person interviews.
In other words, the U.S. government handpicks who resettles here. Still, why let in refugees at all?
Christ's love does compel us. All throughout the Bible, we see stories of refugees, including Jesus himself was a refugee, had to flee to Egypt. And so this is an incredible opportunity for us to welcome refugees as Christ asks us to.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Trials can make us feel hopeless, but Reach Global's crisis response reminds us to take heart in Christ and transform. What? Take a look at a group who traveled to a Berlin ministry conference and heard about Reach Global's work healing trafficked women. They came home with a mission on their heart to raise awareness and funds to free vulnerable women in their own communities. They made a difference. Check out the other Take Heart stories and be inspired to make differences in Jesus' name. So making a difference for Jesus is great, but first you have to find a passion and learn what God is doing in the world. So how can you do that? Well, one word, Urbana. Every 3 years, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship holds a conference for thousands of students and other attendees. 200 seminars feature professionals who are advising and informing students on what they can do to impact the world for Christ. Urbana is being held December 27th through the 31st in St. Louis this year. There's still time to sign up. And birthday cakes really have nothing to do with Urbana. But did you see the one that went viral on social media? A Michigan woman put a picture of a birthday cake that was labeled by a lady with autism on her Facebook page. She also added the story of her encounter, and then the World Wide Web went wild.
She gave that young lady an opportunity to serve her instead of, you know, they always have to have help with this and help with that, and give her the ability to give back by being able to write on the cake.
That's King's Table Ministries' Sally Gallagher. She says the talents of disabled people are often overlooked, but when their gifts are recognized by employers, that simple acknowledgement brings hope. King's Table connects the body of Christ with the special needs community, creating both empowerment and outreach opportunities. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. So Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. So keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.